Keep God's glory in view, August 23. And, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The Lord would have us cultivate home religion, causing the fear of God to circulate through the family. When parents neglect their duty to their children, failing to govern them according to right principles, the enemy is given opportunity to gain control of their lives. Children who are allowed to disregard parental authority are never happy. In the early years of life is the time for all to prepare to become members of the royal family. Parents and youth should thank the Lord in prayer and praise for the privilege of becoming children of God and citizens of His kingdom. Abraham is a noble example of a faithful householder, and he has given us an example of the unquestioning obedience that all should render. He who blesses the righteous said of Abraham, "I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. They will keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. He will not speak words of hypocrisy or deception. There will be no betraying of sacred trusts. Just as surely as we labor together as Abraham did, so surely will we receive the commendation of heaven." Abraham was, in a marked manner, selected to walk in the way of the Lord, governing his household by the combined influences of authority and affection. The Holy One has given us rules to obey, from which there can be no sinless swerving. We are bought with a price. Faith and works are to make us complete in Christ. Thus we shall keep the way of the Lord. When the heart is meek and lowly, God can impress the soul. The Word of God is our counselor. Let us obey its teachings. In all our work we need to keep the glory of God in view. The Word of God is our guide. Let this testimony go forth as the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Let us talk faith, and walk by faith. Oh, what a work is ours, what a privilege, so to speak and so to act as to fasten conviction on the hearts and consciences of men. The Holy Spirit grants us His guidance in this work, and success comes when we have a strict regard for the fear of God. He is the searcher of hearts, and He gives us the encouragement that, if we will become intelligent in our service for God and will walk humbly in the light He has graciously given, we will not be left to labor in human strength. Christ came to this world, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, to bear trial and to become acquainted with disappointment, that He might teach men and women to become like God. To S. N. Haskell, president of the California Conference,